The starting point of personal greatness is when you say to yourself, what wonderful thing am I going to do with my life? Why am I here? I have this one life, this precious, precious life. And as you know, this life is not a rehearsal for something else. This is the real one. You say to yourself, what am I going to do with my life? Why am I here? What are my unique talents and abilities? Look back into your life and ask yourself, what is it that you've done in the past that you most enjoy? What is it that you've done in the past that comes easy to you, but which may be difficult to others? What are the things that hold your attention? What are the things that are indicators that this is where you should be focusing all your talents and abilities? Whatever it is, find it, and then commit yourself to becoming excellent at it.
The one piece I was missing was me having the courage to face myself. That's where David Goggins got really invented. When you start to build yourself up, you know what kind of strength comes from that? I made this person by diving into the insecurities that life gave me. What gives you confidence, not being afraid, is overcoming the fear. It's not in that comfort zone. Huh. When I started figuring out life, once I realized, my God, man, it's in the discomfort zone. But once again, it was the best thing that ever happened to me. You never examine this. It's not a trophy on the wall. It's not a medal on your neck. It's all up here. You just got to be willing to go and face it.
Most of the limitations we have do not exist in reality. They exist only in your own mind. And one of the starting points of great achievement is to start questioning those self-limiting beliefs and throw them off and act as if they did not exist. And when you act as if they didn't exist, lo and behold, they simply disappear. As a man thinketh in his heart, or as he believeth, so is he. The law of expectations over and over is that what you expect, you get. You get not what you want, but what you expect. That your expectations, especially your expectations about outcomes, how you think things are going to turn out, become your own self-fulfilling prophecies.
Commit to getting after it in the morning. Commit to it. Commit to it. I know you're scared of it. Commit to it. Let's go. Let's go. Commit to it. Commit to prioritize and execute. Commit to hydration. Commit to clean fuel. Commit to no sugar-coated lies. Everyone knows with 100% certainty, 100% certainty that this will make you better in every aspect of your life, every aspect of your life. But it takes discipline, it takes will, and it takes commitment.
I said to myself, one point, okay, I'm going to do it or die. That's it. I'll starve to death if necessary, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to stick with this, then. And that's my advice. Mine to you, too, if you're struggling still.
Yeah.
Idea. Don't give up. Do not give up. Sometimes things always look darkest.
You doubt yourself in the initial stages. Eventually, you will come to the point where you actually feel to the bottom of your soul like a successful, positive, confident, cheerful, optimistic, unstoppable human being.
The hardest things bring the greatest rewards. Sometimes the easiest path isn't the one we're meant to take. Deep down, you know it, don't you? The things that are hard, the real sacrifices, they carry a weight, a feeling you can't shake. Choosing the harder path, the one nobody else wants, is where the journey toward greatness begins. Now, ask yourself, how many times have you turned away because something felt too tough? How often have you chosen comfort over challenge, avoided discomfort because the other path demanded more? But here's a truth few accept. The best things in life come at a price, and it's not paid in money or possessions. The cost is sweat, time, and sometimes tears. Greatness asks, what are you willing to sacrifice? Are you ready to step out of the ordinary and pay the price that greatness demands? Because this isn't about someone else's path. This is about blazing your own trail. It's hard. It feels like nobody understands. Then you're probably doing something right. The hardest choices, the sacrifices that hurt the most, those are the ones that truly matter. So, are you ready to choose the path less taken? Are you willing to be more than what's expected? When you face the hard choice and push forward, you're building resilience. You're conditioning yourself to handle adversity. Each time you choose what's hard over what's easy, you're choosing growth over stagnation.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Most people don't know how many financial accounts they have or their net worth. And when you're not paying attention, you're leaving money on the table. The solution is Monarch, an all-in-one personal finance tool that brings your entire financial life together in one clean interface on your laptop or phone. In just minutes, link all your accounts for a complete picture of your financial health. You'll never need a spreadsheet again. Get 50% off your first year, that's just $50 total, at monarch.com with code AUDIO. That's monarch.com, promo code AUDIO.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early! Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
And that's how you get stronger. That's how you prove to yourself that you're capable of more than anyone thought, including yourself. But why is it so tempting to avoid the hard road? Because comfort is seductive. Sacrifice is the fire that shapes you. And though it may burn, it transforms you into the person you need to become. True sacrifice means understanding that what you're giving up today is paving the way for something better tomorrow. Is an act of self-respect, an acknowledgement that your goals deserve nothing less than everything you have, and you're willing to sacrifice to truly embrace discomfort. That's when you become unstoppable. That's when your potential is unlocked. Now let's bring it closer to home. Think about your own life, your dreams, your goals. Are you really ready to sacrifice? Are you prepared to give up comfort? Let go of the things that hold you back and face the unknown to reach your potential. This isn't a question with an easy answer. Sacrifice isn't something you decide to do just once. It's a choice you make every day. It's waking up and choosing discipline over excuses. It's staying on your path, even when others turn back. So ask yourself, what are you willing to give up to reach your goals? What comfort? What distraction, what safety net are you ready to leave behind? The question isn't about what you want. It's about what you're willing to give up to make it happen. The path to greatness is long, and the cost is high. It's going to take everything you've got. Be honest with yourself. Success isn't reserved for the lucky or the privileged. It's for the resilient. The ones willing to push through the pain, face their fears, and go after what they want with everything they have. And if that's you, if you're truly ready to make sacrifices, then start today. Start trading what's easy for what's meaning. Remember, success is built on daily choices. It's not a single moment of bravery. If you're prepared to give up comfort for something more, then you're already closer to achieving your dreams than you realize. Embracing sacrifice doesn't happen overnight. It's a habit. A mindset that takes time to build. You have to train yourself to see discomfort as part of the journey. Like an athlete trains their body, you have to train your mind to push through obstacles. Each time you push yourself a little further, each time you choose discipline over convenience, you're building resilience. Think of sacrifice as a muscle. The more you work it, the stronger it gets. Just like an athlete trains their body to handle physical stress, you need to train your mind to welcome challenges. It's choosing the path that feels hard, because that's where growth happens. It's committing to your goals on the days you'd rather quit. Discipline is the foundation of sacrifice. Without it, the journey becomes scattered and the vision fades. But with discipline, each small action builds on the last. Every day you stay on track. You're investing in the person you want to become. Create routines that challenge you. Routines that push you beyond what's comfortable. Whether it's training, work, or learning something new,
Each small choice builds a foundation of sacrifice. And here's the truth. The pain doesn't necessarily get easier, but your ability to handle it grows. Sacrifice isn't about erasing pain, it's about training yourself to endure it. With each day, you'll find strength you didn't know you had. Each challenge you face, each decision you make to keep pushing forward, brings you closer to becoming the person capable of achieving greatness. The more you practice, the stronger you become. Because sacrifice, discipline, and resilience are the keys to unlocking the potential you have within. And each time you choose what's hard, you're moving one step closer to becoming who you're meant to be. When it's all said and done, the hardest things in life are what define us. The sacrifices, the struggles, the sleepless nights, they're all building something within you that no easy path ever could. When you embrace the pain of sacrifice, you're creating a future you'll be proud of. You're proving to yourself that you're capable of anything. But remember, this isn't about anyone else. This journey, this path, it's yours. It's about becoming the best version of yourself. And the only way to reach that version is through sacrifice. So ask yourself again, what are you willing to give up? What are you ready to let go of in order to gain something greater? Because in the end, the rewards aren't just about success or achievements. They're about knowing that you gave everything you had, that you didn't settle, and that you chose the path of growth over comfort. Embrace the hard road, chase the challenge, and let every sacrifice bring you closer to the greatness you know you're capable of.
The strength to face discomfort. We live in a world that's constantly trying to sell us comfort. Everywhere you look, there's a promise of ease, shortcuts, quick fixes, instant gratification. We're told that the path of least resistance is the one we should take, that anything worth having should come without struggle. But I'm here to tell you, that's a lie. Comfort, convenience, and ease. These are not the things that build a strong, fulfilled life. In fact, they're often the very things that keep us stuck. Growth doesn't happen in comfort. Strength isn't built when everything is going smoothly. You don't become the person you're meant to be by avoiding challenges, by sidestepping obstacles, by staying in the safe, familiar spaces. Growth happens when you face the discomfort, when you lean into it, when you choose to show up even when everything inside you is telling you to turn back. We're conditioned to believe that discomfort is a sign that something is wrong, that we're on the wrong path. But discomfort is a signal. It's telling you that you're moving beyond your limits, that you're stretching, that you're pushing yourself into new territory. And that's where the magic happens. That's where transformation begins. If you look at anyone who's ever achieved anything meaningful, you'll find that they all have one thing in common. They chose to embrace discomfort. They understood that the hard moments, the ones that test you, the ones that make you doubt yourself, the ones that make you question everything, those are the moments that shape you. Those are the moments that build resilience. But here's the thing. Most people never tap into their true potential because they avoid those moments. They choose comfort over challenge. They choose safety over risk. And in doing so, they settle for a life that's smaller than the one they're capable of living. They settle for routine, for mediocrity, for a version of themselves that never has to struggle but also never gets to grow. We have to stop seeing discomfort as the enemy. We have to stop treating struggle as something to escape from. We need to start seeing it for what it really is, an opportunity. A chance to prove to ourselves what we're made of, a chance to step up and show that we're not afraid of the work, that we're not afraid of the pain that comes with pushing past our limits. Life isn't meant to be easy. It's meant to challenge you, to test you, to push you. And every time you face that challenge, every time you push through that discomfort, you're building a new level of resilience. You're becoming someone who can handle whatever life throws at them. You're becoming unbreakable. Here's what the world needs to hear right now. It's okay to be uncomfortable. It's okay to struggle. It's okay to feel like you're out of your depth. That's where real life happens. That's where you find out who you really are. It's not in the moments when everything is going well. It's in the moments when you're facing the storm, when you feel like quitting, when you don't know if you have what it takes, but you keep going anyway. We're so used to avoiding discomfort that we've forgotten how to endure it. We've forgotten that it's part of the process, and as a result, we've become fragile. We give up at the first sign of difficulty. We retreat when things don't go as planned. And we wonder why we don't grow, why we don't change, why we don't become the people we want to be. But here's the truth. You cannot grow without discomfort. You cannot become stronger without struggle. You cannot achieve anything of real value if you're always running from the hard parts of life. You have to be willing to face it, to stand in the fire, to know that even when it's painful, even when it's uncertain, you're becoming stronger. You're becoming someone who doesn't just survive, but thrives. We need resilience more than ever. We need people who are willing to endure, who are willing to take the hard path, not because it's easy, but because it's worth it. We need people who are willing to show up day after day, even when they're tired, even when they're discouraged, even when it feels like nothing is changing. Because they know that it's in those moments that they are building something real. It's easy to quit when things get tough. It's easy to run when the pressure builds. But what if instead of running from discomfort, you decided to run toward it? What if you saw it as the gateway to your own potential? What if, instead of letting it defeat you, you let it be the thing that forges you into someone who can't be broken? Because here's the thing. Life is going to be hard, whether you choose to lean into discomfort or not. The difference is, when you embrace it, when you choose to see it as an opportunity instead of an obstacle, you gain control over your own growth.
Most of us are only 1 to 10% away from greatness. But we think we're so far away from it that we never try. And once I started going down this journey, I started realizing that, and those percents started to add up. And before I knew it, my mind started hardening, and I started passing so many different people that I thought were so far above me. And then before I knew it, man, I became a common amongst the uncommon.
What if adversity wasn't a problem, see? What if it wasn't a problem? What if it was a privilege? As you think back in your life, again, your biggest growth moments came from your biggest pain moments. If you look back on your life, you realize, man, I had a privilege to go through that. That adversity builds your purpose, makes you understand your purpose more.
It's easy to use your childhood as a crutch instead of seeing it as a chisel. I always hear people say, my family is so dysfunctional, using it as an excuse or something. But it's not really a valid excuse because everybody's family is dysfunctional in some way. There are so many crutches people want to use to justify themselves. But for me, you have to eliminate every single one of them. Get rid of them all. Then tell yourself it's up to you. What are you going to do now that you let go of all those crutches?
And you have to be willing to put yourself in very difficult situations at all times to be able to do that. So my big takeaway of life is, if you're constantly taking the easy way out, you're never going to callous your mind. And when you're in those points where you want to quit and not quitting, and see how the mind starts to operate in those moments of fear, anxiety, self-doubt, insecurities, and that's where you learn to fix it. You don't fix it in 72 degree weather. Fix it by going into the environment.
Can we define a bad day without comparing it by definition to a good day? And vice versa. We decide what a good day is by comparing it to what a bad day would be. You can't have good days if you don't have bad days. If there are no bad days, the good days don't exist.
That's why failure is so important. Like, failing and f***ing up and making mistakes, it's very important. That's how you learn. See, the bad feeling that you get from something that you shouldn't have done or wish you didn't do or wish you did better, it's dangerous to dwell on past mistakes, because people sort of define themselves by the worst moments that they've ever had. They don't like the feeling of failure, so they keep low expectations so that they never have to feel that.
You gotta get through it.
You know, first and foremost, I think about my life, and I think about adversity, and I think about opposition, but for the most part of my life, I've been on this quest to figure out, how can I work hard for something and my performance is not based upon the outcome? How can I work and my effort and my motivation and my drive is not based upon what the product will be, but more so based upon me taking pride in what I do? And so I came up with this thing called process over product. And what I mean by the process, I'm talking about the way I handle my business on a daily basis and the way I go about every single aspect of my life. I live by this thing called empty the bucket. But what they don't understand, it's an unspoken law, empty the bucket. It's an unspoken law of accountability and responsibility to me on this earth and my existence and everybody that is connected to me. I may be crazy, but I don't know. I just believe that I'm supposed to give everybody that is connected to me the best version of me.
It's really heavy when you start to look at your, you know, you look at your life, you look at your health, you look at your business, you look at your family, you look at your relationships, and you look at all those things that are messed up in all those areas. And when you say, all those things, all those problems in my business, my life, my health, all those things are my fault, that's really a heavy weight to bear. But it's also extremely liberating, because if it's all your fault, you're the one that can fix it.
Yeah.
You're the one that can get your business back together. You can repair the relationships. You can get yourself healthy. Like, you can take control of all those things.
I was the one holding me back. I was the one looking for the scapegoat. And, you know, I was the one looking for all these ways to say, it's okay, David. You're a loser. You're a born loser, so it's okay. It's on me. The people around me are f***ed up. They're not going to save you. You got to save yourself, my friend. I was like, man, this rest of your life is going to suck. It is going to suck, not because you're going to be a loser, but because you're going to finally start to win. And winning is not easy, my friend.
Winning requires you to go so far deep inside yourself. It's way beyond the surface. It's way beyond internal. It's going to a place that a lot of people hadn't visited in a long, long time, because they're afraid to visit that person, because when they visit that person, they don't know who that person is anymore.
Everyone already has the answer inside of them. You're not really learning anything new. You're just trying to get rid of all the bad lessons you learned. And for me, one of the ways I've always thought about is, you can't take the world further than where you visited internally. Sun's always out, but often it's covered with the clouds. The sun is always out. It's just get covered by the clouds, and that's us. We've just been covered. And we get covered by those clouds, and they cloud our identity, they cloud our perception. So all we're doing for ourselves and others is clearing out the clouds. And the more we do that for ourselves, the more we can do it for others, and the more we do it for others, the more we do it for ourselves.
Make the hard decisions, make the sacrifices, make the unpopular decisions, and become comfortable in your own skin. And if you are not a person that you are comfortable being alone with, that is the one person in this universe that you have full power, full right, and full responsibility to change.
Life is not easy. It is not. Don't try to make it that way. Life's not fair. It never was. It isn't now, and it won't ever be. Do not fall into the trap, the entitlement trap, of feeling like you're a victim. You are not. Get over it and get on with it. And yes, most things are more rewarding when you break a sweat to get them.
Empty your mind. Formless, shapeless, like water. Now water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend.
The cost of wasting time. It's the most valuable resource we have, yet it's the one we treat the most casually. We let it slip through our fingers like it's infinite, like we have all the time in the world to do the things we want, to become the person we aspire to be, to live the life we imagine for ourselves. But deep down, we know that's not true. We know time is running out. And every second we waste is a second we'll never get back. We tell ourselves, we'll start tomorrow. We'll get to it later. We make excuses, convincing ourselves that we need more time, more preparation, more energy. We wait for the right moment, the right opportunity, the right feeling. And before we know it, days turn into weeks, weeks into months, and months into years. And we look back, wondering where the time went, wondering why we haven't made progress. The truth is, time doesn't wait. It doesn't pause for us to get ready. It moves forward, relentlessly, whether we're using it or wasting it. And the more we hesitate, the more we procrastinate, the more we let fear or doubt hold us back, the more we allow life to pass us by. You see, we act as if we're guaranteed tomorrow, as if we're guaranteed the next hour, but nothing is guaranteed. We assume that the opportunities we have now will still be there later. We think we can afford to wait, that there's no urgency, but the reality is, the only thing we're guaranteed is now. This moment, this chance to do something with our lives, to take action, to make a decision, to move forward. The clock is always ticking, and while you're sitting there, contemplating, wondering if you're ready, wondering if you're good enough, your time is slipping away. And that's the harsh reality. Time wasted is time you'll never get back. You can't reclaim it. You can't buy it back. Once it's gone, it's gone. We spend so much time planning, thinking, overthinking. We're waiting for the perfect conditions, the perfect mood, the perfect set of circumstances. We tell ourselves, once everything lines up, then I'll start. But life doesn't work like that. There's no perfect moment. There's no flawless plan. There's only action. Imperfect, messy, but necessary action. Because the longer you wait for perfection, the more time you waste. We have to stop waiting for permission. We have to stop seeking validation from others, hoping someone will tell us we're ready, that it's our time. No one is coming to save you. No one is going to hand you your dreams. You have to go out and take it. You have to make the decision that now is the time, that you're done waiting, done making excuses. If you want to change your life, if you want to achieve something, if you want to be something more than you are right now, you have to act. You have to take that first step, even if it's small, even if it's uncertain. Because action, no matter how small, builds momentum. And momentum is what drives change. The problem isn't that we don't know what to do. Deep down, most of us know exactly what we need to do to move forward. The problem is that we're scared to do it. We're afraid of failure, afraid of judgment, afraid of getting it wrong. But here's the thing. The fear of failure is costing you more than failure ever could. The time you spend avoiding action, the time you spend stuck in fear, is time you'll never get back. Ask yourself, how much longer are you willing to wait? How much longer are you willing to let fear dictate your life? How much time have you already lost? And how much more are you willing to give away before you decide enough is enough? The great tragedy isn't that we fail, it's that we don't even try. We let opportunities pass by because we think there will always be more time, more chances. But life doesn't owe you opportunities. It doesn't owe you time. You have to make the most of what you have, right now, today. And yes, it will be uncomfortable. Yes, it will be hard. But discomfort is where growth happens. It's where change begins. We often wait for motivation, thinking we need to feel inspired before we take action. But motivation is fickle. It's not always going to be there when you need it. What you need is discipline. The discipline to act, regardless of how you feel. The discipline to start, even when you're uncertain, even when you're tired, even when you're scared. Because discipline, not motivation, is what will carry you forward. Discipline is what turns intentions into reality. The reality is, life is shorter than we think. We have less time than we assume. And one day, you're going to look back, and you're going to wish you'd taken action sooner. You're going to wish you hadn't let fear stop you. You're going to wish you hadn't wasted time waiting for the perfect moment. So what's stopping you? What's holding you back? Because I promise you, there is no later. There is no better time. There is only now. If you want something, go after it.
You want to know what's so dope about you? You've never given up. After all the stuff you've been through, you're still here. I don't think you realize how amazing that is. People would have been giving up if that was in your shoes, but you didn't. And you should congratulate yourself for that, because that means blessings are coming your way in due time. This is a reminder just to tell you, you're doing amazing, yo. You gotta keep on going. And not many people can do that. So, yeah, keep doing what you're doing, man. You're doing amazing. Truth.
Talk is cheap. Action is expensive. Action is always gonna cost you something, right? Are you willing to pay the cost? More importantly, are you willing to accept the cost?
It's sad that most people will never find any level of satisfaction in today, because the only thing keeping them going is the thought of escaping the present. If Friday afternoon is the only thing you look forward to, your life is painful, because there's a lot of time between Fridays. And when Friday finally arrives, it passes pretty quick. When the only thing keeping you healthy and mindful It is the thought of tearing it all down as a reward. Your own demise is your priority, and that does not end well. If your life does not consist of achievement and overcoming on a daily basis, you have a problem to solve. But in my mind, there is no question of your capability to solve that problem.
You've always got to put purpose first. And you may not know what your purpose is. I can tell you this. People go, hey, man, I want to find my purpose. And I have to remind them that purpose is not something that is lost, and therefore you're not just going to find it. You have to develop your purpose. And the place you start is putting off pleasure and putting off desires and focusing on purpose and duty first.
Life isn't fair at all. At all. So what are you going to do about it? I knew that no one was coming back to help me. No one was going to miracle me to be somebody special. All my situations were on me now. And solely on me. It was on me. And that's the thing you have to realize. Everything you do, you may have some support, you may not, but it's on you. You have to make the decision whether you want to be a badass or whether you just want to be mediocre and everything's okay.
On the other side of your discomfort is where your real true journey begins. You know, you've decided, oh, this is my walk. You know, this is the way I stand. Oh, when I stop, this is how I stop. And this is what I do. And this is what I do with my hand. And when I take my first step, this is what I do, right? That's not really who you are. That's choreographed. And that is practice. And that is what you've decided is the coolest way from your point of view. But the minute that you trip and fall, and if you really want to know who you are, it's how you get back up. When you get back up, because you have no cool on you then, right? You're getting up in shame or you're getting up in pride. Whatever it is, that's who you really are.
Part of life is about getting hurt, about failing and getting back up and dealing with adversity and setbacks and realizing that what you thought was a short path is actually going to be the long path to success, and you're going to have to take that journey if you really want it.
This might come as a surprise to you, but you are a mirage. From a distance, you look like someone who's driven, someone who's going places with ambition. But the second you get up close, you realize that there's nothing there. No action, no consistency, and no discipline. You tell yourself that today's the day, that you'll finally take some action. Yet the moment reality hits, that all vanishes. And you wonder why you always feel so stuck. If you want to make progress towards your goals, you need to gain a substance. And the way you do that is by taking action. Start with an action that you'll take tomorrow. Just one. And once you do that, you're going to do it the next day and then the day after that. And once you've done that enough times, you're going to add another action that you're going to do consistently. And you're going to repeat that process over and over and over again. Eventually, you'll transition from a mirage into something solid. You will become real. Someone with true substance. Someone who, when they says that they will do something, actually gets it done. And once you get to that point, your goals will follow.
Here's the thing with success. Every time there's success, you have to be prepared for the darkness. So anytime something happens good to you, you have to start sort of now look out for what's going to anchor that, because you can't have sunshine without darkness. A lot of times when people get to success and don't know that the darkness is coming, that's when you see them trip and fall. But you've gone to the mountaintop. You can look at it. It's almost like a algorithm. It's like when they win that big trophy, something happens. If they don't shake it off quick, they can't get back into the game.
You know, I think we all have dreams. I think we all have a vision of ourselves living this type of life. But some people will never do anything close to taking even steps towards that dream. What the fuck is holding you back? At the end of the day, you are alone in this world. You are alone. You could lose everybody and still be here. Who and what the hell is holding you back? It is just you and your ignorance to go and figure out what it takes to go and do what you're supposed to do so that you can get to those dreams, so that those visions become reality. And you just get off about the thought. Now imagine that was really your life. Imagine that was really what you felt every single day. You got to see it, breathe it, you got to be it. You simply just don't want it bad enough.
Get the f*** to work.
Just remember, you are still becoming okay. One day you will look back at this version of you, knowing that you are doing your very best. Just give yourself time.
I don't think it's meant to be easy. Now, there's pain, but it'll pass, just like everything else. And since you know pain, your heart is stronger. Your soul understands more. You could live. Because there are moments when you couldn't.
It's not important that you become a good fighter in this world. And it's not important that you become a good spiritual guide in this world. It's important that you find a way to live a pleasant life and, in the best case, support other people that they also find the same. This is what it's about. No matter in which form you put it and which from cultural background you put it. The main idea is, if you don't find this way of reducing the suffering of your surrounding, your suffering won't stop.
You learn things painfully. When you learn something painfully, a part of you has to die. That's the pain. You know, when a dream is shattered, for example, a huge part of you that constituted that dream, maybe even the biological substrate of that dream, has to be stripped away and burned. Life is a constant process of death and rebirth. And to participate in that fully is to allow yourself to be redeemed by it. And so the good is that process of death and rebirth, voluntarily undertaken. It's like you're not as good as you could be, so you let that part of you die. And if someone comes along and says, you know, there's some dead wood here, man, it needs to be burned off, you think, well, that stuff's still a bit alive. When that burns, it's gonna hurt. It's like, yeah, well, no kidding. But maybe the thing that emerges in its place is something better. And I think this is the secret of human beings. This is what we're like.
When it comes to your growth, when it comes to becoming the best version of yourself, when it comes to you changing certain things, you have to view it as a process, and you have to give yourself grace to go through it and to go through that process. And part of the process is making mistakes. Part of the process is having bad days. Part of the process is having setbacks, right? And mess ups in the journey, right? And that's why awareness is so important. You have to be aware of when you do mess up, or when you do have a bad day, or you do make a mistake. You have to be aware of it so that you can catch yourself and reflect on it, so you can learn from it and grow from it, right? Because then right there, it's not a hindrance. Then it's an opportunity, and it's a lesson that helps push you even further.
Where do you want to go? What do you want to do? What do you want to see? What do you want to be? What do you want to have? What do you want to share? What projects would you like to support? What would you like to be known for? What skills would you like to learn? Some extraordinary things you'd like to do? Ordinary things you'd like to do? Right? Silly little things you'd like to do. Very important things you'd like to do. Decide on all that stuff and write it down. That's how simple this stuff is. And it's your own private list. If it's really private, you know, on your list, put some stuff in code where nobody can understand it. If this list, decide what you want and write it down. Make a list. If a tree falls in a forest, but nobody sees it or hears it fall, did it fall? The same goes for doing work. If you do work, you don't tell anybody about the work you do, and nobody sees the work you do, then does the work get done? In their minds, from their perspective, no. For you, you might be thinking, I'm over here working my butt off. Why do people not understand what's going on? And it's because you probably are a phenomenal executor, but you're not yet a phenomenal advocate.
The process of finding yourself begins first with unfinding, sorting through all you're not but thought you were, digging past the opinions that define you, past the labels, masks, and words underneath the love you've been given or the love that's been withheld, past the self-preserving lies to the secrets you'd never tell. It will feel first like a funeral, like who you are is being ripped away, but eventually you'll find that mourning is just another word for making space. Stay with the discomfort. Be open to the change, clear out the clutter until nothing much remains. And once your home is clean, your twisted knots unwound, and losing all you thought you were, you might finally be found.
This is us right now zoomed in, all right? Here's a day, or here's an hour, or here's a minute. But as we zoom out, it looks like this. Now, those events are just situations that happen, but they don't mean anything until we add perspective to it. Perspective determines how I experience a situation. How is it we both experience the same thing, but we don't actually experience it the same way? This is what perspective does. So why am I saying this? Nothing is really good. Nothing is really bad. Until you say it is. This is how you eliminate suffering in your life. This is how you eliminate the heartache, the struggle, the adversity. This is how you get rid of it or how you move through it. It's through you consciously shifting your perspective. Because when I consciously shift my perspective, now I'm determining how I experience this.
The best piece of advice that I ever received is that you are what you think about. Everything that you think about, you become. You become what you think about. Thoughts lead to actions. Actions lead to behaviors. Behaviors leads to lifestyle. Lifestyle determines your destiny. So everything begins in the mind. If you can control and wield your mind, you can very much determine your destiny.
You decide and you commit and you determine your mindset and you wield it. You can become successful.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.